This was back in 2022. I'd been looking for extra ways to make money on the side, and had downloaded DoorDash, thinking I'd try it out. I got accepted, and had it all ready for me to start working, but I didn't finally decide to try making some deliveries until 3 weeks later. I just kept pushing it off. It was a night after getting home from work where I was just bored, but not yet tired, and thought there was no better time than now to test it out. The first few orders, I was still getting the hang of things, but they all went well. I felt confident after that, as it was a pretty simple process. It was around 3 hours in, and I think just past 12 AM, when an order popped up that was different from all the rest. It had a massive estimated tip of something like $30 to $40. That was just about as much as I made in the last 3 hours of working. I didn't even think twice before quickly accepting the order. It was from a 24/7 McDonald's, the only one in our whole town. It was right on the edge of the highway that led out of town and into what I considered to be the middle of nowhere. Once I picked up the order, I realized that was exactly where the order was taking me. I didn't make it 2 minutes down the road before getting a call from the DoorDash customer. He sounded older than me, like maybe in his 30s, and he didn't seem to be in a good mood as he told me to confirm the address. A little confused, I just read off the address the app was taking me to. After I said it, there was a pause. The man didn't say anything. I was gonna ask if it was correct or not, but he hung up right away, without saying a word. I thought it was pretty odd that he was clearly in a bad mood and didn't respond to me, all while offering a huge tip, as if he were a nice guy. Maybe it was because he wanted me to take extra care of his order, but even that seemed excessive. Whatever the case, I just kept driving. I was about 15 minutes away, but it felt like I was driving really far because of the road going directly away from town. There were some smaller, random neighborhoods here and there, but it looked like mostly empty farmland or single homes off the side of the road. As I kept driving, I got a strange, unsettling feeling about this delivery. Might have been from the unknown area, or the empty and foggy road, or the odd phone call, but I definitely felt like something was different about this order. Pulling off the road and onto the dirt driveway didn't make me feel any better. I couldn't see much through the dense fog, but I was driving through a tall grass field with no vision of what was at the end. I drove slowly until finally getting to the house. It was sitting by itself in the middle of the field, one of those old farm-looking houses with a large wraparound porch and wooden accents. Lights were on in the windows, and I could see that the large address numbers matched the address I had on the order. I parked and got out with the food, beginning to walk up to their front door. It was hard not to notice how quiet it was out there. No sounds whatsoever, except for the slight breeze cutting through the tall grass. I didn't even hear anything inside the home, like a TV or people talking. I went to knock on the door, and on the first knock, the door creaked open, like it wasn't fully closed. Immediately, a man's voice called out from the back of the house. It was the same guy from the phone. He asked if I was the DoorDash driver. I said yeah, and that I would just leave his order right here on the porch. But the guy quickly responded and asked if I could set it down inside on the countertop in the kitchen. Again, I noticed he sounded pretty upset, or just in a bad mood for some reason. I took a few steps inside. The house had the smell of old wood, kind of musty, like it wasn't very clean. Within a couple seconds, the man suddenly turned on music. It came from the back, right where I heard his voice come from. It was this old piano song, and was really loud. It kind of freaked me out.
Sir?
I called out.
Hello?
He wasn't responding anymore. I started to feel like maybe this wasn't worth it, even for the tip he offered. Everything just wasn't feeling right. Like, why the hell did he just start blasting piano music while I was walking into his house and just stop responding? Once I was closer to the end of the hallway where the kitchen was, I could see it getting darker. Like the other rooms next to the kitchen, notably the one I thought the guy was in, was fully dark. I stopped walking, dropping the bag on the ground and just hurrying back toward the front door. I nearly had a heart attack as right when I got close to the door, I saw the guy standing in the dark just a couple feet from it. I distinctly remember the whites in his eyes almost glowing as he stared at me with wide eyes. It was like I caught him in the act of something. That split second felt like it lasted minutes, and even thinking about it now, I could have sworn there was something in his hands, but I never directly looked at it, so I can't say for sure what it was. Before anything could happen, I sprinted outside, got in my car, and drove through the fog back to the road. I'm certain, from the way the guy was standing, he was trying to sneak to the front door, probably to close and lock me inside with him. Now that I think about it, that probably explains the music, muffling the sound of him creeping through the house as I walked down the hallway. That night, I deleted the app and never looked back. I definitely made some questionable decisions that I'm not proud of, but I don't think I deserved whatever that guy was going to do to me had I been just a few seconds late and been locked inside with him. My name is Maxine, and at the time I was 23 and just moved to a new town to be closer to my parents. I didn't want to live in the city though, which was where they lived, so I chose a smaller town just an hour north. I really knew nothing about it before moving, but my parents said most of the places close to the city were decent, and this town had good prices for apartment rentals. Prior to moving, I was bouncing between jobs, never really finding the perfect fit for me. After getting settled into the apartment and new town, I quickly started looking for job openings. I didn't have much saved up, so I couldn't be too picky. One of the first listings I found was for a local grocery store. Definitely not a chain store, as I'd never heard of the place. I think it was just owned and run by a single family. I did actually used to work at a grocery store for a couple of years in high school, so I applied, hoping my previous experience would help me get the job. Within a few hours of submitting my application, I got a call from a man named John. I wasn't expecting such a quick response, but John just asked a few basic questions and basically said I was hired without the need to come in and do an interview. I will say, on the phone call, he was a little strange. I couldn't quite pinpoint what it was about him or the way he talked, but I don't know, it just gave me a weird feeling. There was one catch to the job though, and that was that they were only hiring for a night shift stocking position. I'd never done night shifts before, and I wasn't sure how I'd like it, but in this small town I didn't have many options for jobs, so I figured I'd give it a go. My first day was 3 days after the phone call. I made sure to bring in all the stuff I needed paperwork-wise, then left my apartment at 9:30. The store closed to the public at 9, so by the time I got there, the lot was completely empty and basically all the lights were off. I headed up to the entrance. John was standing right against the front doors, watching me as I walked up and opening the doors for me to welcome me in. John was pretty tall, about 6'2 if I had to guess, and not very skinny either. He had a buzz cut and a thick beard. To start the night, he walked me to the office room in the far back to handle all the paperwork. As we walked through the store though, I noticed it was a little bit janky, like the aisles were a bit too dirty and looked very old, and it just wasn't the typical grocery store I was used to. I thought it could have been how the average small town stores were though, so I tried to not put too much thought into it. When we got to the office, and while John was looking over the paperwork, he made small talk, but some of the questions he asked were a bit unusual. He He started by asking about my move into the town, but then began asking about whether I lived alone, or if someone drove me here, or was planning to pick me up later. I answered, but tried not to be too specific, because I did find it weird. John kept a very wide smile throughout the whole conversation, which didn't match his appearance at all, and it felt unnatural in this really strange sense. Finally though, after leaving my bag and stuff in the office, we got to work. He showed me to an aisle where he had some carts of boxes for me to stock, and left me to it. This was pretty straightforward work, so I got to it. The first hour or so went by without much to say. I did realize pretty quick though, that it was only me and John here, no other workers. I wouldn't have thought it to be an issue. However, I started to notice John peeking around the corner a few times, and just watching me, I guess. I'd just look up randomly and catch him standing at the end of the aisle, somewhat staring at me. He'd be standing there as if he were there for a few minutes, too, not just walking by. But without saying anything, he'd walk away as soon as I saw him. I tried to tell myself he was just catching up on his new employee, but why wasn't he saying anything, or just asking how I was doing? Something was really starting to creep me out about this new manager of mine, and honestly, I was debating if I even wanted to keep this job after tonight. Things just felt off about this whole place. But I told myself I could make that decision later. I just had to get through this shift. I was a little extra aware of my surroundings for the next little bit. I think it was around 2 a.m. when I saw John again, standing at the end of the aisle and looking at me. But once I noticed him, he started walking toward me with that unnatural smile.
What do you say we take our 15-minute break now? It's been a long night of working.
I agreed, but didn't realize he meant we'd take our breaks together. He led me to the far back of the building, where there was this heavy metal door leading outside. He opened it and gestured for me to come out with him. This was behind the building, where the store receives deliveries, and there was a small parking lot that had a single car in it. I assumed it was John's car, but as soon as we stepped out, that car turned on and drove away. John pulled out a cigarette and leaned against the back of the building. I wasn't really sure what to do here. Like, I wanted to go back to the break room, if they had one, and just eat the lunch that I brought in peace. But also, it was my first day, so I felt like I had to make a good impression. I stood there next to him. It was really awkward. I was looking forward at the trees past the parking lot, not sure what to say or do, but I could feel John's eyes next to me, staring at me, as he didn't say anything either. It was the most uncomfortable situation I'd ever been in. Then, after a good minute of standing there in silence, a car came driving back around the building. It was the same one that was parked and had just left a minute ago. But they didn't pass by us. The car started slowing down, pulling right up in front of us. As it did, I glanced over at John, gauging if he noticed this was weird too. But he had this cold stare, looking right at me, as if he didn't even care about the car pulling up to us. I started thinking this was some sort of setup that John might be in on. It was just a gut feeling, based on the way John wasn't reacting. Before the car was even able to fully stop, I hurried back through the door. I rushed through the back of the warehouse toward the office, where I left my bag with my wallet, keys, and other stuff I brought. When I got to the office, though, everything was gone. My bag, my keys, and even my jacket that I hung up. It was like I was never there. I heard multiple pairs of footsteps coming through the halls, so I had to just run for it. I ran down to the front and out of the building. The nearest place that was open was a gas station I remembered passing by a few minutes down the road. I ran all the way there, getting them to call the police. I will say, once I was out of danger, there was a small part of me that thought I might have been overthinking and overreacting about a big misunderstanding. But my doubts quickly went away when police got to the grocery store and were allowed to question John and take a look around. They found my bag, jacket, and everything right in the office where I left it. John put it all back. Not only that, but he declined any cars ever pulled up to us. And when asked to review the cameras, the only one that wasn't recording was the one behind the building. Pretty convenient. Overall, I couldn't prove anything, so the whole case died out. Of course, I got the hell out of that town, breaking my lease and crashing at my parents' place for a while, until I was able to get a steady footing. I don't know what was going on that night, or what would have happened. It seemed like John was trying to remove every trace of me ever working there, or even being there at all, and maybe had something horrible planned. But at least I didn't have to find out the hard way. I was 28, living alone in a small city after getting laid off from my longtime job. That job was the only reason I even moved to this city to begin with, so this was pretty devastating. I really wasn't sure which direction I wanted to go with my life. But while I tried to think about things, I figured I'd get any job I could, just to pass the time. After a few weeks of searching, I got an offer from a small motel on the edge of the city. I went in for a few short days of training, but this happened on essentially my first full night alone at the motel working the counter. This motel was a pull-off on the highway, about 30 minutes outside the city. There wasn't anything else out here. The only other building was an abandoned restaurant next to the motel. Through the first few hours of the night, a couple customers came in. They got a room and I checked them in, and that was about it. A lot of the customers looked the same, tired and in need of rest. But one lady stood out to me. She looked really tired too, but she kept looking over her shoulder and was really rushing to get a room. Wasn't sure what that was about, but I only interacted with her for maybe a minute, then she went to her room. Then there was a long time where I was alone. I just sat behind the counter, staring out the doors at the empty highway. Barely any cars even passed by, so I figured the night would be really slow. That was until a man walked in. I never saw his car pull into the motel, so I thought he must have been a customer that had checked in earlier before my shift had started. However, he made it clear right away that that wasn't the case. He asked how much the rooms were, and if any were available.
Yeah, we have plenty of rooms. Did you want me to check you in for one tonight?
He looked like he thought about it for a second, but his eyes kept glancing beside me. Eventually, he responded no thanks and walked out. After he left, I looked over my shoulder, trying to figure out what he kept looking at. The only thing over there was the key wall. That's what I called it anyway. Basically, it was just a bunch of pockets holding the keys to the rooms. This was an old-fashioned place, not having the fancy key cards that all the hotels have nowadays. Anyway, when he walked out, I kept my eyes on the door, wondering if I'd see his car drive away. But I didn't. I thought it was extremely weird, because there was almost no way he walked here. He would have had to walk along the side of the highway at night for a stretch of probably 10 miles from the nearest place, which was just a gas station. After a minute, I walked over to the door and looked out at the parking lot. It was very quiet. Only the few cars from the previous customers were in the lot, and the man was nowhere to be seen. With nothing else out there, I closed the door and went back behind the desk. The night was going by very slow, and because it was my first night alone, the owner told me to just focus on check-ins and check-outs, and didn't give me anything else to do. A half hour went by, when the sudden desk phone ringing startled me. I quickly picked it up, seeing it was one of the rooms calling. A woman's voice came through. She was clearly in distress, as she explained that someone was standing outside her door and wouldn't leave. I quickly got up, and immediately when getting outside, I could see that whoever it was, they weren't there anymore. I hurried up to the woman's room, which was on the far end. When she answered, she looked really nervous. I asked if she knew the guy, or if he said anything, and apparently the man didn't speak at all. She saw him outside her window and asked him to leave, but the man wouldn't, and that's when she called. When the woman described him, though, I immediately knew who she was talking about. It was the guy from earlier. She described him exactly as I remembered he looked like. Kind of tall, and really dead-looking eyes. Now, I asked her if she wanted me to call the police, but she was very adamant about me not calling authorities, saying she didn't want to deal with any of that and was leaving in the morning anyway. She just wanted me to tell them to leave if I saw them. So that was it. I went back to the main room. For the next 2-ish hours, I thought a whole lot about the situation. Like, what was the guy doing here anyway? And why was he standing outside the room? I thought he might have been drunk, though when he came in earlier, I didn't get that feeling. Whatever the case, in the middle of the night, I suddenly heard some commotion. It sounded like a bunch of stuff getting knocked over and thuds against the walls that radiated through the whole motel. I quickly ran out the door. From there, I saw the woman's door at the end was wide open and the noise was coming from inside her room. I ran over. Looking through the doorway, I could see the woman being cornered in the room with the man standing in front of her, blocking her from leaving. I yelled, but I was so full of adrenaline, I don't even know what I said. He instantly turned around and looked at me. His face was full of anger and his eyes were bloodshot. After seeing that, I was terrified. He came barreling toward me, and I just backed out of the doorway. But he ran straight past me. I saw him run out into the highway, and then disappear into the woods on the other side. I quickly made sure the woman was okay, and thankfully I'd gotten there before he'd been able to do anything to her. I then went back to the office and called 911. Turned out, after the man was standing outside her door, he went around the building and into the front room while I was checking on her, and he stole the spare room key from the wall. But it also turned out the woman lied to me. She knew that guy. It was her ex-husband that she was actually running away from, which was why she needed to stay at the motel, and probably why she was so on edge. She said he was pretty unhinged and had violent episodes. I guess earlier, when I asked if she wanted me to call the police, she lied, hoping he would just go away without making things complicated. I'm not really sure, to be honest. That night was definitely one to remember, though, and not in a good way. I can't help but think how things could have gone differently, or what would have happened if he didn't just run away. Who knows what he was capable of? Surprisingly, I kept the job and stayed there for a few months. But it got really uncomfortable having to deal with really strange people pretty much every night, so eventually I got out when I could.